don't. But if you want, I'll leave it, it's done.
One of my nechamas for leaving Eretz Yisrael is coming here to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This is one of the, after Nachmu, to leave from Eretz HaKadosh to one of the Chelkei Eretz Yisrael, which is in the Goyla. And Lida, unfortunately, yesterday I went away. I went away, I think it's the first time all the years that we're together that I went away and left the Olam and while I was there, it started to become extremely clear why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me even further into the Galus. I went to a place called Burnmouth. I went to a place, and it became, they told me there's Yidden there. I said, there are, but there are also so many Shilas. I try to find, look, I have a certain eyes. My eyes see trouble. You heard on Shabbos already what my eyes see. So I tried to see all the basa b'chal of Shilas that can imagine that, what can come up over the course of one 24-hour period over there. What? And it's like really bem is a yid like myself, a sheltered yid that lives in Arzeinu HaKadosh. What do I have from basa b'chal of? When do I see from basa b'chal of? So now I have, Baruch Hashem, a little bit more, besides all the Gishmak Shailas that we're going to talk about tonight, but I have fresh off of the press. The emphasis is that in years past, we were zeichet to talk over here different topics in Basa B'Cholov. One time, I think we spoke about the 6 hours and different Zahirasim and whatnot. And now tonight, I want to specifically focus on just Shailas in general. Just Gishmak Shailas, you see the Shenkait of our Heilige Torah.
Awesome.
Other side?
That's also going to be
in. How's that? Better? Oh. No, I think it's good now.
No, it's like, it's still outside.
No, I think now it's happy. On the tie? No. If it's on the tie. What does it? Oh. It's either that or the Gartel. Okay. So, oh, not best. Okay. So, tonight you'll see in Mitzvah Hashem the Shenkait of our Heilige Torah. It's not just the shailas, but etzim the toichin, the chachma of our Torah, but it's also the geschmack and answering up these basa b'chal of shailas and how Chazal approach these different shailas. I'll start with what you see in the Issa v'Heter, one of the classic works in basa b'chal of and Tarevis in general. In the 31st klal, in the 20th ois, he writes, "Gadol precious basa b'chal of shenema b'azarasam ki am kadosh atol Hashem lekecha." This is Heiligkeit. This is the inner Heiligkeit kommt favos because we're makbid on the precious of Basa B'Cholov. And you know, every time you pass one of these places, these non-kosher places, and with Basa B'Cholov, so everyone says he takes a smell, and he says, "We'll see in a minute if it's so simple to take that smell." But he takes a smell, and then he sees the treif, and he says, it doesn't even smell good. It tastes disgusting," and all the things that people say, and everyone quotes the Rambam. Everyone quotes the Rambam that Fakir, you're supposed to say Halavaya could have it, but the Bashef Elosnish then does. But you see that Lemaisa, it is the first reaction of every Yid. It is the first reaction of every Yid. They were at Am Kodesh, and the Kishbrochu was, he set us aside and separated us to be the Am Kodesh begging them, because we don't eat these things, like Chazal will tell us. But for that, it would have been enough to take us out of Mitzrayim just for this. That we don't eat the Basar, the Chalav, the Shkatzim, the Ramatzim, the Chulet. So that's the lashon. But think about what you're. Any time a person he's not eating the basa b'chalav. Any time he's being makbid in the zehiris. Just think what he's being, what he's being masakin in the veld in the Rambam. I never like to say over taimidikra, but I once heard that what pshat taimidikra. I once heard it's like a flavor. It's not the pshat that that's the reason the Bashefer was mitzave basa b'chalav, but a flavor, it adds a flavor, a little bit of avonah to it. The Rambam writes, it was in the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, this used to be a part of their chagam. This used to be a part of their yomeidon, lahavdol, their yontif, it used to be a part, was the basa b'chalav. That was one of the big signs that I saw today as I was leaving a rest stop. And it said it was one of their yontifs, lahavdol, bin kodesh l'chayil, and their kasha was, how could you have Mamish the kasha from the tzettel. How could you have their yontif, whatever, let's say it was Kratzmach, it wasn't, but one of their yontifs, I don't want to mention in the Kodesh Kodesh, how could you have that yontif, that Yom Adam, without, and there's a big picture of a piece of meat with a piece of cheese dart, and I got into that. How could you have the Avoy Desire around the, how's it Shaykh? Chazal Rambam already had this gechapt years ago. That's what Rambam says to Pshat. The Ramban says that it's a midas achzaris. Think about it, we don't do it. Think about the sensitivity that a Yid has. Mary the Gazach, we're makbid even on the cow, because of the gdi and the gdi's baby, and because of that, they were building achzarias if you're eating the baby and the milk from the baby. It's supposed to make a person, sorry? The cow also, the gdi, and also a cow, right? But it's supposed to generate inside a person a certain sensitivity. The Rabbeinu B'chaya writes just simply, this is metamtim et alev. Right, straight, this is metamtim et alev. The Chinuch writes, it's a taroivus, the Rabbeinu Shalom shtel devek the bria in a certain surah. This is what's destroys the world. Kviyachol, there's a certain surah. These two things can't mix, and Yid understands that these two things can't mix. Just like you understand, or you don't understand, but you do it anyways. So then, kilayim, it can't be. But the truth is, as Rabbeinu B'chaya himself ends off with two words, he writes, "V'have gzeiras akosiv, gzeiras hamelach." The Bashefer Tazeg hasten and gendik shiganze meisa. That's why we listen, because the Eibush take a hasten. But I think there's more to it. It says it's definitely a geshmak etayr you're going to see tonight. And most of the halachas of Basel B'chalav in the Helika Shtetl of in the Helika Mention, in the Helika Kodesh Kedoshim, in the Geir, those types of shilas of Basel B'chalav. So it must be that it's just to be Maharbis Torah. To be Maharbis Torah, Lahagdil Torah, Lahadir. Let's see this a little bit. Tonight I'll try to focus first on the ones that I just had, the fresh off the press ones. And then Bez Hashem. Mez Hashem, just to tell you an interesting Chassam Sofer grada. I'm not sure if I ever mentioned here, in Chassam Sofer, Shtetav and Neuro, Mamash and Murray the Gazach. Chassam Sofer has the famous Kasha, that everybody has the Kasha. Avram Avinu was Oymid and Masharis on these Malachim, and he brought them out the tongue, and the Basar Behema, he brought them out. And then it also says over there, he brought them first, actually, it says he brought them the Chema. He brought them the butter, and he gave them the butter sandwiches, and Chaisnish, when they first came in. So the Chassam Sofer affect the Kasha, I don't affect the Kasha, that how is it Shaykh that Avram Avinu fed them Basar B'chalav? It's a famous Shaykh. He asked them the Kasha, how do you feed them Basar B'chalav? And that was, what's Basar B'chalav that he fed them? Achreinim asked the Kasha, because that was the Medrash already says. The Medrash already asks, how is it that Avram Avinu, he tells the Malachim were Nechshel one time when they came to earth. The Malachim were Nechshel is that they ate Basar B'chalav. So Shailan Avram Avinu, how did he serve them the Basar B'chalav? Okay, so some want to say, Ku oimid tachas ha'eitz v'yachedu. Rav Hager brings such a thought. He was a shomer. He was watching them and making sure that they wouldn't eat the meat and the milk. So if you think about it, it comes out that they didn't eat the meat and the milk. Which goes back now to the Kasha. So what was the Medrash's Taina? We know that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael because of this Taina. Moshe Rabbeinu was given Rishus to answer back the Malachim. Why is it that you should get the Torah? Why shouldn't we give it to the Malachim? So Moshe Rabbeinu answered back, you came to earth one time and you were Nechshel in Basar B'chalav. They were Nechshel in Basar B'chalav. But the Kasha is vital. It's obvious. They weren't Nechshel in Basar B'chalav. They ate first the milk, then they ate the meat. There was even a shomer that was over there, like the Rebbe Kivager brings such a tzad. So what was the grace of time in the Malachim? The Chassam Sofer says, Dover Noir. Mamash Dover Noir. The Chassam Sofer says, that's a half of the Gazach. Chassam Sofer says, they taket didn't eat the meat and the milk together. They didn't eat. They ate first the milk, and then afterward they ate the meat. But nowhere does it say that they washed their hands and that they washed out their mouth. Let me explain, Abayis, just to understand for a minute. This, in the Issa Deraisa of eating Basar B'chalav together and cooking Basar B'chalav together and getting Anav from Basar B'chalav together, it's only when it's meat from a kosher behema, doesn't have to be kosher meat, but a kosher behema that was cooked together with the milk of the kosher behema. If you cook it together, that's the Yisr Bishel, that's the Yisr Achila if you eat it, that's the Yisr Anah if you get the Anah from it. On that, if not that, it's all Drabanan. That means if you eat meat and milk, like the person eats meat and milk, what do you call meat? Kosher meat. Meaning not kosher, kosher animal's meat, kosher species meat. Together at the same time with the milk, eats it with milk, he's not over on the deraisa b'chlal of basa b'chlal if it wasn't cooked together. It's not over. Now he has a piece of kosher meat, real kosher for a second. He puts on it a piece of cheese and it's cold, he's over on the drabana. Don't want to take away the. If I want to show you the archaka, don't want to show you the to take away a sensitivity. By us, that's nothing's more treif than that. But if he does that, he takes a piece of meat, cold cheese, cold meat. It was never cooked together. So then it's not the yisadai. More so, Chazal came with nacha archaka, as you all know, and they said you have to wait 6 hours between the meat and the milk. You have to wait 6 hours or 3 hours or whatever your hagar kadosha is. More so. Chazal said, if the milk is first, this is already a fourth Rabbanan, Rabbi Sefer Yechashmi. If the milk is first, if the butter is first, or whatever, so then afterward, you have to go, you're allowed bets and eat the meat right away. You just have to wash out your mouth. Some people have on Hoga, they wait a certain amount of time. Everybody has their minute. But Medina, the Mishnah Berurah, and Simitav Tzadi Dalet, the Medina, the Shulchan Aruch, the Medina, the Gemara, he doesn't have to wait. He has to wash out his mouth, he has to wash his hands, he has to maybe change the tablecloth, and that's it. Then he's allowed to eat it. Says the Chassam Sefer, the Klal Yisrael received the Halakha Torah because the Malachim weren't makbid on Basar B'Chalav. But what were they not makbid on? They weren't makbid on Drabbanan. And because of that, we're here today. Because of that, because we are, yes, makbid on the Drabbanan, Shvidrabbanan, that we would never eat a piece of milk, eat butter and milk, and not wash our hands and wash out our mouth. And that's our Gans Chus to have the Halakha Torah. It's a merit to Gazach. So you see, this is the schuss of our Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu came and said, you came to earth one time and you ate Basar B'Chalav. I say that the gas and Basar B'Chalav. Because they weren't makbid on the Drabbanan. So we're all Yidden that are makbid on the Drabbanan. It's a melo, ain't lan relo, the faltal in the shaitis. And you can see the bissel of the shenkite of our Halakha Torah. So I'll tell you one shot I had right away today. Is this a shter to everybody? It's the noise. No. I had a shaitis today at this rest stop. Right away, when I was at this rest stop, there was a smell that was coming out of the restaurant there. And that's when all of a sudden all the, you know, the Halakha Rambam, all the Divrei Torah from the Halakha Rambam came out. Everyone's saying, you're allowed to smell it. You're not allowed to smell it. It's a mitzvah to smell it. Is it to smell it? The marshal. You know, I was once in the Old City on Pesach going to the Kaisel, right, to whatever dogma we have of nowadays, Aliyah Regal either. But I was being Oyla. And there was an Arab, Baderch, Aravi Baderch, and they have these guys, the bilkulas that they have over there, and they were fanning the spray of smell at everybody that was walking by Badafka. It was fanning the spray because it was Pesach, and they were fanning the smell of the chalas or whatever they make, and they were fanning the smell. There was a Grace Talmud Chacha met who was standing in front of me, and she said like this to the people that were with her. They were all walking, everybody's walking through, and she says to, she had like some kind of a tour group over there, she said the Jews, they don't eat bread on Passover, we only eat matzah on Passover, she's talking about Gansa Joshua, they only eat matzah on Passover, and it was very bedafka the Arab, he brought out a fan, we went on a labor decker, this one, you know, this Ishmael Dorn, and he brought out a fan, he was bringing the smell to everybody that was over there, so she says, but we're not allowed to eat it, right, but there's nothing wrong with smelling it. It's like wrong with smelling the chav. You know, he doesn't understand, right? So I decide she can give a drasha. I can never get a drasha, right? So I said to my children, tzadikim lach. My daughter, tzadikim lach. No. This Arab's a grace, a Talmud Chacham. He can't change the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tov Mem Ches. I can't change the Sach Paiskim and something Siman Tov Mem Vav. He knows that we pass in the halacha that chametz is asur b'anah. It's kimat the pasuk the way we pass in. He knows it's chametz asur b'anah, and he knows that the anah of smelling is showing the anah also. Now you get involved in another shayla that this Arab doesn't know, that if you're just walking through and you're not trying to smell it, bedafka, okay, so that already, you want to have a tain on an Arab that he doesn't know the Gemara himself, the way that Reb Shimon Shkop learns the Gemara, that's how he's nishken lekicha from the Anah, it's not called a mensuch the Anah, okay, so he doesn't know that he got kicked out of cheder, right, so shut the belt upon him, you're not allowed to get Hanah from the smell of an Isra Hanah, okay, so what about Basar B'Chalav? You're allowed to get Hanah from the smell of the Basar B'Chalav. Okay, and I'm this. I don't want to mention in a Kodesh HaKadoshim, but there's a big sign over there with some Melech Shel Burger, right? Some Kenig of the Burgers, a place you can use your imagination where it was, right? As the Kenig, as the King of Dosha, and over there there's a smell coming out of the exhaust over there, and I'm starting to think to myself, you're allowed to smell this Bechal? That is an Isana, Basa Bechalav. Is this an Isana, Basa Bechalav? Now you could say, I don't know what smell is coming through the exhaust. I have no idea. Maybe it's chicken. You know, we all get the Eingemisch over there. I don't know if it's from the cheese. I don't know if it's from the burger. I don't know what. I don't know what it is, Bechlal, that I'm smelling. Okay, but if it's Issa, I know it's an Issa deraisa, so then it's a Suffolk deraisa. No? Vos? Is that, sorry? Why is it Rabbana? Oh, so now we get into another Shaila. And, you know, maybe from that Shaila we'll jump back into this Shaila. I've got the Shaila. Next to this, Melech Shel Burgers, right? There was another vice. There was a Machlekes Dor, and this one I don't know how to rhyme. Bechlal, everyone knows the other one over there. Some other fellow, McDonald Dor. They also have Dor. They have a little rest stop over there. And I started thinking to myself, well, let's say, Lady, you know, if you need a parnasa to work in one of these places. Right? What would be worse? Is there any svar to say there's anything worse? The burger, the Melech Shel Burgers, or the other fellow, right? We'll call him Ronald for argument's sake. Right? Now. Is there any reason to work in the Melech Shel Burgers over working in the in Ronald's place? Darton? Any siba? What could be? So I'm going to tell you a diak. I have a diak, and maybe from this diak it'll come back to our shayla. How about diak? The diak is like this: in the burger on the tzetlach over there. Okay, normal people don't do this, Rabbi said. Normal people go, they go into the rest stop for what they have to do, they come back to their car, but me, look, this is what I have to prepare a shir. So I'm reading the tzetlach, maybe the only person in the history of the Klal Yisrael that ever read the tzetl. The tzetl over there says like this, it's very interesting, the two tzetlach right next to each other. There's the Melech Shel Burgers and the other one right next to each other. In the Ronald fellow over there, the tzetl says azeh. It says, grade A beef. Grade A beef. Grade A beef means that it's come from an ox, from a cow. It comes from a grade A beef, right? Okay, number one. That's one thing about the sign that the Melech Shel Burgers didn't say on the sign. Okay, I don't work for either of them. But Nachazach, in the Kodesh HaKadosh, but we'll see Torah in a minute. But Nachazach on the sign, very interesting. They tell you the whole mahalach, how they make the burger. So I got some mahalach, was help. In Ronald's place, starting, what they do is like this: they mamish take the cheese and they melt it on the burger while it's on the fire, right? While it's there, and there's a whole picture of it. You see, mamish the toyer's lap, the toyer's mam the whole time, right? The mamish they show you as ah, ooh, ah, right? Interesting. In the Melech Shel Burgers, in the Kenig of the burger, the king over there, he's not. He has no, and the signs are right next to each other, and he's not mefaris in any of this. Now over there, they show you how they make the burgers. It seems to be his machlekes. He makes the burger, that he takes the burger and he puts the cheese on there's a spatula over there. The spatula is holding, has the picture, and they show him placing a piece of cheese on the burger while it's on the spatula. Says not while it's on the fire. Everybody clap? Two chilukim. Chiluk number one, again, you know, I don't know, yeshladim, but these are the two chilukim. One is, so now he's advertising grade A beef, he's not. Number two, he's telling you he takes the cheese and he puts it on the actual burger while it's on the fire. He doesn't take the burger, the cheese, and put it on the fire. They put it on a spatula. They put the cheese on a fire. They write it even better because it gets halachah mahalach over there. I ain't sure. They didn't even hug it by three. I'm like, you take the cheese, you put it on the burger. I say, what's an afkamina? Ich mein, it's poshit by me. Again, I don't know anything. I don't know if what I'm saying is even true. I just know if this would be the metzias. So then it's poshit that if leider, loyaleinu, so then the should take the job by the Melech Shel Burgers. Right, by the Kenig of the burger, the king of the burger store, right? You take that job, and don't take the job by Ronald. Why? Because, number one, the only time that you're over on cooking basar bechalav or hanah from basar bechalav is if it's meat from a kosher species. Meat from a kosher species. Now, by Ronald over Darton, he's advertising he has meat from a kosher species. Obviously, the meat is not kosher, but it comes from a cow, okay? So right away, that's going to be edlecha emes at basar bechalav. Number two, the way he's making it is he's making it al ha'esh, on the fire, which is the deraisa. Masha Enkin over there, number one, I don't know. I don't know what he's killing over there. I don't know, and I don't want to get in trouble. I don't know. You know, if you go there and you hear some noise in the background, I don't know. About Gopan, it's Meduyik a little bit from the sign that they're killing over there other things. If that would be true, so then horse and cheese together, for example. So it's not possible. I'm not saying, you know, can't shame the yid, isn't ernished. Yeah. But it's not the itzer derais in the mail. A person who would be making them who is not over on Bishol. He might be over on Drabon and Marasai and Shai, but he's not over on Bishol, Basav Chalav. Number two, if they're making it taka the way they say over there with the spatula and the burger and then the cheese goes on the spatula, well, so that's ready, a gratz shaila. It's no longer being made on the eish. According to most poiskim, that's not an itzer Bishol of Basav Chalav. It's a tzli and a klirisha, and I don't want to get involved in all the sugis over here, but it's not considered derech bishol. And I bezai, you know, if this fellow says, look, that's the matziv, so you tell him, you work by the king, nothing less than the king. What's nafkamina is the exhaust that's coming out ice from the king. So now I have a sachsveikis. What kind of a israel not bichlal do they have going on over there? I don't have a smell that's coming out necessarily bichlal of meat anyways. Number two, even if, yeah, who knows if it was meat and cheese and all that together, they don't know bichlal if it was, and maybe it wasn't considered basa bichlal of bichlal, and Hilchus basa bichlal, maybe it doesn't have din basa bichlal. It's actually a funny maisa. When Baidik came to Eretz Yisrael, Baidik, everyone knows what Baidik is, I don't know if they have Baidik in England, Baidik is the vegetables that they check for the bugs. So when Baidik came to Eretz Yisrael, one of the Freie newspapers ran an article about it. They were intrigued. Anything that the Frum do, they're very intrigued about, right? Was prenzach by the Yidin, by the Heilige, by the Frum Yidin, that they're bothered by the little Fnigloch inside their strawberries and inside their this and inside their that, right? So they wrote like this. This is the article of the Grace of Chachem. He writes that, you know why they have this Baidik stuff? They have this Baidik stuff because maybe Ken Zayin, someone's going to take his salad. He's going to take his salad and he's going to want to sprinkle on it cheese. He wants to sprinkle cheese on a salad, and the mail is going to be over on Basar B'chalof. Right? He brings the pasik, you know, and Mamash Grace Chacham, he writes, something happened in the house, because even though the pasik says, even though it says, Lotevashel, but the Chazal answered, even to eat it together, the Grace Chachamim over there. So, you know, so number one, he's wrong, because, okay, it's only when it's a kosher animal, if you're eating those fliglach. Second of all, the fliglach are a different problem, like five or six lav in my insham. Those are Andrashmis. But Akapanam, so this is number one. I had another shayla today. Just before I get into the really leibedikah ones, just the ones I had from today late. One shayla I had was, I was walking out of a hotel. It wasn't a shayla that I had. What would have happened if I would have been in the matzah though? It was one guy saying to another guy, there was a microwave over there. So one guy said to another guy, he said to him, could you do me a favor? Just, he was over behind the counter, right? There, one guy was on one part of the counter and one guy was the other side of the counter. He says, here, could you just take this bag and throw it in the microwave? Just throw it in for me. The guy said, sure. So he said, what would have been about the Gevend at the Gefrag Shragi? Can you put that bag into the microwave? Can I take that bag that he's giving me right now and put it in the microwave? That's the thing. Let's see how many shilas could be over. Do I know what's in that bag? I don't know what's in the bag. Maybe in the bag is, I have no idea, but he said, maybe it's a piece of bread, maybe it's a piece of schnitzel, maybe it's a piece of meat and cheese. I have no idea what's in this bag. Maybe it's a meat that was cooked in a milchik pot, meaning a pot that had milchiks in it, within a ben yoimai. And maybe now when I'm putting it in the microwave, oh, but maybe already it was once cooked, so maybe in bishul akar bishul. I had about five or six different shaylas. Then I have another shayla. When I put it in the microwave, I'm being over on bishul. Microwave, everyone knows, is a big shayla. If microwave is called bishul akar, that's also a big shayla. We're machmir on what's called toldas chama. If something is considered a normal derech of cooking, but it's not used of an eish methodology, so Shulchan Aruch and Siman Beis Zayin Tzivav says you have to be machmer because it's a shayla deraisa. So if I would take a piece of meat and cheese, kosher species meat and kosher cheese, and I would put it inside a microwave and I would turn on the microwave, so then it's a suffix deraisa if you're being over on bishul right now. So now, this is the shayla. What would you think of Beis Zayin? This happens probably in work. Probably happens at work. A balabas says to you, you know, you're walking out of the office, there's a microwave that you don't use the microwave, it's not kosher, just that. But your co-worker says to you, be a man, here, take the bag, just throw it in. You have no idea what this is. Are you allowed to put it in the microwave? Ichal, this is mamish grace shayla. Mamish grace shayla. How do I know it's a grace shayla? I just told you 5-6 studim it should be makel. It's at least a fake. Something number one, maybe microwave isn't dasar. I told you, imagine. But maybe it's not us. Something to do, I don't know what's inside the bag. Something number three, maybe it was already cooked with the cheese that's in there already. I have no idea. Maybe it was already melted cheese. If there is even cheese, I have no idea if there is cheese. But even if there is cheese, so maybe it was cooked already, and then we'll say, ain't bishul acha bishul. I've hundreds of times. And maybe the meat is non-kosher. Species meat, maybe it's horse. As evil fake as I can keep on going, Rabbi Yisai. Fake. So it's mamish mutter, no? Mamish mutter. And we'll be meisif, be mokim eva, and whatever. This l'chayra, the case I'm saying, l'chayra is kimat the mefresh, Rabbi Kiveva, kimat the mefresh, Ramah, on the first page in Shulchan Aruch when you come to learn Basa B'chalaf. When the Ramah over there talks about, and he writes a lashon, it's kimat the yevshel desire from this. He writes over there that people that used to stoke the fire, it was a normal thing. If you see the fire that was going out, you would stoke the fire. And he says it's a terrible problem. Because in the fire, in the pot that the guy is cooking, you don't know when it was like a normal zach. You'd see a pot and you were part of a oilam that was traveling together or something. So you would see it. The normal mental thing zach would be to stoke the fire. He says, when you what? Stoke the fire? Gefelach. If you're stoking the fire, he says, maybe inside the pot is meat, is cheese, is both, is blee, is alt, and does. And he makes all the sfeikas that we say. Rabbi Kiv Eger asks over there, he says, it's a sfeik, it's a psikration, like nichale, all the shilas that we have. We have one additional shilas that he didn't have, which is microwave. Our additional shilas that it's a microwave, which is nacha safek, but the Maaseh, the Rabbah says, al tzehiris, you have to try and stay away from even this shilas. I just want to show you viful that we're machmir. You want to know if it'll be mamish eva, bushes, you know, you're gonna tell the guy, no, I'm sorry, I can't. It could be. You have to figure out a way to do it, that it shouldn't be an ongoing thing, but if you see it's going to be a problem of eva, there might be a mokum to be meikol. Because it is taka, a big zahiris of the Ramah, it's a big chumra of the Ramah. But I just want to show you how this can come up taka in everyday life. Everyday life, I say, you know, somebody called me taka. Someone called me from Eretz Yisrael on Erev Shabbos. They accidentally cooked. This is, you know, you don't often, as a rav, you usually don't get shilas that are mamish osir. This is mamish osir. He cooked the pot. He was making the challah, and that morning somebody had made hot cocoa. You know, mamish the shilah, you know, hot cocoa with milk. This is the shilah, 100%. The meat is now treif. They cooked it inside. It was a milk pot that had been cleaned out, but it was a ben yoimai, and it wasn't overnight. It was garnish. It was mamish milk. The bli is inside it. We believe it's like a sponge in halacha, Rabbi Yisai. Just like you believe you take a sponge and you squeeze the sponge, the milk comes out. If you take a liquid to the pot, and you put the cholent inside the pot, it sponges out, the milk comes out and goes into your cholent. The cholent is 100% non-kosher. They knew that. The person called me up, the person himself he knew that it's not kosher. He knew it's not kosher because it's a ben yoimai, there's nothing to discuss. So he wanted to know, he has the cleaning lady here, he's a shot of the geld. Could he just give it to her? Right? Could he give it to her? Yeah, I could give it to her. So mama's just like a shot of the geld, right? First,
the chulent to the pot.
He wants to give the chulent. So this is mamish. So first of all, Reb Yid, you should know, he has to do tshuva. It's not his fault. He has to do tshuva though. He was over on bishul baser b'chalav. According to Prima Gadim, he was over on the issur d'oraisa of cooking baser b'chalav. I say Prima Gadim because Prima Gadim says we bleed. Fine. That's why he has to do tshuva. That's the first thing you have to know. Tshuva b'shagig. You also have to do tshuva. Fine. You have to do tshuva. Okay. Number two is to give it to the guy. To give it to the guy. The guy, forget the guy. You can't give it to the guy's dog. Okay? Because it's Hisana. Hisana, you're not allowed to get it up for Basa B'chalav. Had one shayla. Could you take this chalent and throw it into the sea? Can you throw it into the toilet? Can you flush it down the toilet even? What's the shayla? Can you flush it down the toilet? The fish, they're going to eat it. The fish are going to eat it. First, what do you say? The fish are going to eat it. I must tell you. It sounds like, this sounds like neurosis. No, this sounds like Meshigga Bissel. No, this is mamish like, it's, you know, I have something up my sleeve by saying. Yeah? The Beni Shchai is mashma, this is a problem also. There's a problem, he said. He doesn't say this case. He says he can't go and throw it into Rishus HaRabim. When I'm throwing it into Rishus HaRabim, what am I doing? He says, because you're going to have cats, dogs, and the strays, they're going to eat it and whatever. I have a shtickle diik that dafka, to throw it into a yam, you are allowed. I have a shtickle diik, you know, my diik is. My diik is because by chametz, it's shteim mefirish. It could be part of his zayir l'ruch. What do you do with chametz on Pesach? And later, if he finds chametz and he can't burn it, well, what's he supposed to do with it? So it's a part of his zayir l'ruch. So you see that you're allowed to throw it into the wind, and you're allowed to throw it into the yam. It's mefirish. The gemara came out. You're allowed to throw it into the yam. If you're throwing it into the yam, the fish, they're going to eat it. So what do you see? You have to know why. But for some reason, that's not called that you're getting a hana. But that's not kedei kach, Rabbi Yisai. I just want to show you. But this is that kind. This is shtick like dama. Now I think now I'm going to have a lot of fun with the oilam. Now this is my ben hazmanah. this is my Venice model. If I say, you have babies, einikloch, children, you have bibs. You have bibs, right? A bib. So does the oilim have a separate bib for basar and chalav? You have a separate bib for basar and chalav? Yeah, some stomach, you know, you've had the value of that, of washing in between. It's no shine that you could wash it. You're even allowed to wash a tablecloth in between and use it. I'm not going to tell you a secret. It's the minhag is nishta say, but you're allowed to use that tablecloth after you wash it for chametz for Pesach. The chametz take a tablecloth once it's washed in a washing machine. It's already shon kashered and it's mutter. Actually, people have a minhag nishta say. Chzog nisht minhagim in Pesach is two different shmuzim, but halacha is hazay. So by avad you could wash that bib and you could give it to the child for baser and then after it chalav. It's one problem. It's one problem. It's a problem if you have the two bibs together. And you want to wash them inside the washing machine at the same time. This is mamish. Tonight you're going to hear tonight I'm pulling out everything. If you guys stay behind, you're going to get my wrath. Yeah? So you have two bibs, baster chalav, anchel dida. Good job, anchel. Good guess. Some milk cakes and dust. You put out. You know how kids eat. Rabbi said, how do kids eat? You take the bowl of cereal in the morning. More. Right. Then when it comes to the meat, he takes the meat, chalent, this is, he's one spot, tavla bracha from the Rama, you know, because a little shmir. Right. Then you take these two bibs and you want to go and wash them in the washing machine. Is there any problem with that? Big problem. It's a great problem. The washing machine, my boy said, unless your washing machine is broken, your washing machine gets up to at least 50 degrees Celsius, at least. The new ones get up to 60 degrees Celsius. Okay, so what are you doing when you're taking these two bibs, the milk like a bib, the flesh like a bib, and you put them inside the washing machine? You're cooking together basar b'chalav. We don't like cooking basar b'chalav, everybody said. Not just eating is us here tonight, not just adoz aser. You're not allowed to cook basar b'chalav. So what are you going to say? This is how I have fun, Rabbi Isai. This is how I have fun. So what are you going to say? You're going to say like this. You're going to say batal b'shishim. I don't like saying batal b'shishim. So I go into washing machines. I read Burger King's, I melech shol burger signs. This is what I do. Okay? So if you want to fight with me, you have to go into the washing machine. I go into the washing machine. The new washing machines, the way they work is like this. Now, I must admit that the new washing machines that are in England, I didn't go in, I don't know what's new. I know these are the new ones that at least come to Eretz Yisrael. I'm not sure if it's ever about this. But the new ones, they start out. Let me tell you another thing before we even start. The Olam always says, that's pagim. It's a pagim. You know, you put inside the soap and the detergent and whatever. Yeah, okay. Granted, some of that detergent is quite delicious, but frankly, okay, sure. But, okay, sure. You know, there's a reason they have to write on it to the children, stay away and eat it, you would think. The kid starts eating it, he would say, Sigefeirlich, right? Sigefeirlich, why would he continue eating it? The detergent is Nishgefeirlich. Okay, but let me get invited. Let's take Pogim. Ooh, it's Pogim. Oh, so there's something called pre-wash. Face of us is pre-wash, Rabbi Isaac, and it's the pre-wash. Pre-wash meant azeh. Pre-wash meant that when you put in the soap, first, it has there's a lemsa hagdama, sharblat over there. There's a whole hagdama before it gets into the cooking process. Well, not the cooking process, before it gets into the washing process. First, they got to get out the schmutz. That's the erstesach. I'll get the schmutz and dust. Then, we're going to go and put on first. And a shower does it also. You know, nobody showers like that. You don't put on the soap on your dirt. People don't know, normal people, if they get wet. Then afterwards, so first of all, you have to get them wet. So before you start the pogim, there's boiling hot water that seems to be coming into this washing machine, and it's cooking the two bibs together, the basar mit chalav you have in there. You're worse than the guy that works for McDonald's. Worse than him. But that's a Tibetan. Who asked you to go and put them in together inside the... So you're cooking it. So you say, well, let's see, how hot does it get? Right away when it gets in, the water goes in, how hot does it get? So in the pre-wash, it can get to 42 degrees Celsius.
30.
In England it's 30? The new machines is 30?
New machine.
Say, because in Eretz Yisrael the new ones are 42. That's mamish. Okay, so you guys are safe. Because 30 degrees Celsius is by no means yet to let us buy according to any of the shitas. So in England you might be able to get out of the shiloh right away. Because in right away it's washing it and it'll wash off the two stains. It'll get most of the ban, it'll get the rice. Most of the bed is going to be already gone, and it's only washing it with 30 degrees, and then by that time after it washes it off, it's going to put in the detergent, so you guys are okay. Oh, Baruch Hashem. You saved the day over here. But you guys still have fun? Huh? But the new ones that are coming, worse than the fridges, the new ones, Viskim. So those ones, you should know, they get to 42 degrees. Now, 42 degrees, according to many Paiskim, das ist jetzt Ledespai. Das ist jetzt Ledespai. The Shaila is a Bata B'Shishim. Wie viel Wasser da reingekim, how much water Taka comes in there? It doesn't get so high. It does not get so high. And also, if you have a lot of things inside there, and they're together sitting right next to each other, the two bibs are sitting right next to each other, and you don't have an amount of water necessarily which is mevatel specifically that, I'm not so certain that that's batel b'shishim. Not so certain it's batel b'shishim. Chavmayr, it's a safek, I'll admit. I don't know for sure, but not so certain. There's another mitzvah though, which I don't know the mitzvah in England, you'll help me out over here. In, how does it work? In Eretz Yisrael, the new ones, they themselves are a pot. There's an actual heating element inside the actual washing machine. I know that in America, for the Marshall, it's not like that. In America, the Marshall, the water comes in, you have to have hot water coming in from the outside, going into the machine, which would make it an eroy of a kli rishon. And once it hits the, where your washing machine is already, you don't have to be chayshish, it hit punklav, so it's already a kli sheni. So it's already a kli sheni. The water is coming in very hot, it's true. Even if the water is coming in out though, but the actual machine is a cliche. What's the Matthias in England? You have to have
cold.
The cold water comes in, so the machine itself heats it up. Yeah. So you guys have one big pot. It's a pot. What?
Tell how it heats up.
Sorry? I'm saying, you'll have to go home and talk to your wives about it. I don't need to do it. This is what I give you something, you know. All the years your wives complain. You go out, I'm Ben Azman, you know, you've got this callous fellow who is this, but he's ruining my shalom. Right? So tonight you're going to come home and you're going to tell them, you're going to schmooze with them, and you're going to tell them, tonight he talked about the wash machine. It's like, this is the guy that asked the deodorant. Forget it. Yeah. So, I tell you, Lemaisa, Sadoa Sachs Vegas, and Lemaisa, but Lemaisa were Mekel, Avada were Mekel. One of the major Cheshbainis were Mekel, Zichsam Sefer. Zichsam Sefer says that if you're being Mevashel the Ebud, the Seisnish Bishel. He had a case in the Hungarian army at Maritika, and there was somebody who had a job in the Hungarian army at Chassam Sefer. His job is to incinerate the garbage, is to burn the garbage, and in fact, the Chassam Sefer, he sees the pile, he sees the bazi, he sees the chalav, he sees it inside, and he's burning it. So how's he allowed to do that? Bishul bazi b'chalav, does he have to try to get a different job? But they're going to try to get Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer is mistamek, kesed mish, that's a ganze way, that's when the Shahin gained them. That Bishul le'iba, this can't sign hastenish Bishul. If you add that over here, what's he doing? He's doing a bishul to eat, but he's doing it to eat. And it's a suffix, and we have pogim, and maybe we have shishim, and maybe we have lots of maybes over here that you can cook these bibs good on the height. You can cook them good on the height. Sorry? I want to tell you Shaila. Now I'm going to tell you a few Shaila to bring out the Sheikh Kaid of our Torah. I got a Shaila about a year ago. Listen to Shaila. How do you answer such a. They were cooking their meat for Shabbos. Already you get nervous. Meat for Shabbos is already, that's a Shas HaTzchak. You know, a Rav can't go in the Ratchila with that Kavana, but when it comes to Shabbos food, what could you do? They're cooking the meat, it's done, everything kosher, so far everything good. Meat for Shabbos. They smelled some dreadful smell coming from the oven. Now, another part of the story is that 3 days before, the baby lost his bottle. You know that happens, Alamo, the baby, you can't find the baby bottle. Yeah? So my thing is that, you know, and again for the other, you know, Chalabatar Tzachaverta. They opened up the oven, they smelled the dreadful smell, and now they chop off. Where'd the baby bottle go? Inside the oven was the baby bottle, and it exploded. It exploded, and it was in there, and the meat was being cooked open, and they called, you know, Nafsham B'Sheilasam. Nafsham B'Sheilasam. So, what's the halacha? You're allowed to eat that meat. That's like a fairlach, no? What do you say? But Jezu Chaim had their shaylo? Yeah.
What's
the shaila?
What's the shaila?
Ah, it doesn't give any Yerushalayim a shtetl 500 yards a week, 70 yards a week. He's saying that in those days the milk was made, there's more water in the milk than there's milk. Yeah, it's a shayla, you know. We had the shayla in yeshiva a lot of times. Sometimes you have a shayla in yeshiva, you eat those things. You don't know if you're suffic fleshik, suffic milchik, suffic parik, suffic eat, you know, suffic essen, you know. In those days, in the alte shtetl, in the Yerushalayim, Kaidish, so there's genug shayla, there was a 90% vaser, 1% milk, the other 9 fragnished. That was the but heitige Zeit, the milch to give anschein milch, andere Städtel, rabbi say, andere Städtel, Yerushalayim, mir akkoidesh. No, so what are you doing? How can I be make all the zeya, the steam going all around the oven? Say, mamish, why could you be make on such a shayla, no? Is anybody can be make on such a shayla? Anybody can make on such a shayla? Pogim. That's why I said the shayla now. Rabbi say, 3-day-old milk. 3-day-old milk, and there's a reason to smell that they realized exactly for Totzech Epezerayin in the oven. Right away they chapped, right? 3-day-old milk. Now, I'm not saying that you can take 3-day-old milk and put it in the jar. I don't think it's a problem over here. But 3-day-old milk in an oven, being heated, exploding with plastic, and then going and having Zeya go into the jar, that's a shame pogum. And that is like, it sounds like a mud nazach. I told the person to have that, I said, Meiko, you know, he told me being Mekel because Erev Shabbos and this, because he could just make another one. I said, no, it's mother. So he said to me, you know, that Rav Chaim would be brisk. Whenever they would have a Shaila, Rav Chaim was the biggest Mekel in Gans Europe. When it came to for himself, he was Gois of Mach, but for others, he was a Gois of Mekel. He had the Koyach HaKula. When it came to Treifus and Zach, so Rav Chaim, people were so nervous because he had such a, he would take something that all the other Rabbanim would say is Treif, and then they would ask Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim would say it's Kosher. So they were afraid that it's nish kosher, you know. So they would bring to Reb Chaim a piece of the meat. They would bring a piece of the meat, and they would say that Reb Chaim's al doches and taka. So Reb Chaim himself had guys a chumras, he explained, but he would always make sure that somebody that held of him would eat the meat. And so the person said to me this story. He said to me, "So I'm bringing you over a piece of meat." I told him, "Listen, 3-day-old pogim does vilich nish for an andere siba." For a very different reason, I'm not eating your 3-day-old milk in the das. I was on the airplane. And usually you don't have that because whoever's getting food together, pumped by us. So we brought cheese, food from home. We brought cheese from home. And also we had the airplane meal. And there I am. And I realized after I'm sitting there with whatever I had from home, the cheese meal, let's say it was a bagel and cream cheese. And next to me, they're eating the plain meal, meat. It's got a chicken, but what's enough gamina? So I'm eating chicken right next to cheese. Mamish right next to it. It's closer than the two of you. You know how it is. You get this, so they give you some little mitzvah corner in the plane, and the one next to you gets the other mitzvah corner, the two of you together. It's five mitzvahim. And you have just enough room to maybe breathe. Ula, you can breathe. Right? So the chayyur, it's a problem. You have to put a hecker in between, but there's no room for a hecker. What are you going to do? So I can tell you, Murdik is off. There's a Yid in America, a great Yid in America, Rav Heinemann, and he has a hechsher called the Star K. And his hechsher, and one of the things, somebody just showed me this right before I left, he has on his their notes they put out, they're called the Kashrus Karins, they put out all of his halachos. He writes over there that this is a classic example of michshol that people are not aware of. There's two people, he's eating meat, he's eating milk, and they're makirim zebazeh, and you have to have a hacker in between them. It's a shver zach, what he's saying. It's very shver. Because Chazal, we're goyzer. We're not afraid that two Erlich Eden are anyways going to eat meat and milk. Oh, my, says Chazal, we're goyzer. And that's it. You have to follow what Chazal said because they were nervous that he's going to come to eat it. No? So more than what Chazal, we're goyzer. We can't be goyzer our own. So it's two separate tishin, two separate table, right? This is one table, this is a separate table. Hagam, it's closer. I can't. It's gotten some more mistaber, Taka, that you're going to go and take Yenem's food and Mamish put it straight onto your plate. It's very mistaber you're going to do something like that. It's Mamish, it's right there. Mitad the chshash of Chazal. Mitad the chshash of Chazal. So I was going to come in today and I was going to say, L'chayr is making it. L'chayr is a toys. Mamish is a toys. I'm still noited to toys. I just want, you know, Adam got the law, come on. Nothing got to come out. I just want to be melamed zchus on his chumra.
Let's say there's no tables, two people sitting next to each other.
So that's the mice I want to ask Rav Yashiv. I want to ask Rav Yashiv, if you're holding it in your hand, and he's holding it in his hand, there's no problem. More so, if you're holding it in his hand and he's on the table, I'm not saying this is a normal vegtasin, but one guy's eating like a shawarma in his hand like that, and it comes with a whole shopping bag, right? And God, I have a klal gadol. Anything that when you have a shayla, how am I going to get it in? How am I going to get it in? This is the food, this is my mouth. How am I going to get it in? And then, you know, and you have to go like that. My klalas don't eat it. You know, eat it with a fork and a knife. But try, not everybody listens to me. But I'll go, pardon. So if you're eating this thing in your hand, you're eating this shawarma in your hand, and he's got over there, he has on the table. So then that's not cool. They're eating al table echa, al shulchan echa. I heard that from Rav Eliyashiv. The only thing is here is might be a little bit different. You know, when you have two trays, Yenna's tray, when they give that meal out on the airplane, it comes with a tray. Okay? The tray is sometimes bigger than the table. Depends which airline you were on. Where I was, the tray was bigger than the table. The tray reached all the way to the next table. The tray reached all the way to the next table. That's a nishpashit. That's a nishpashit. That's already nishpashit. You know, you have to like, you know, they sit like this. The tray's like,
two tables touching each other.
Two tables touching each other that look the same. I asked her, Yashiv, he said it's a problem. Two tables, yeshiva. In yeshiva, you know, you have the two long tables that are touching each other, azay, right? And you put over them, even if without a dish tag, you put on a tablecloth, even without a tablecloth. Even without a tablecloth. It's called one big table. One big table. The chiddush over here that Rev Heinemann is saying is he's saying that even though it's a small table, and that's a small table, but they're not touching. So, but l'chayr, okay. So even what I'm saying is a chiddush because the tables part they're not touching. God, in my case, it was mutter because I didn't have a tray. You know, he had his tray. I don't know. It's poshut, Rabbi Yisrael. Also, can I ask another question? You know, they're attached by the seat in front. Who says that's not called one table? How do you know that's not called one table?
Seats.
Who says,
seats are separate.
Come again.
The seats are
attached.
No.
They're attached by a bar.
Each seat separate.
If you ask me, I think all the seats are attached from the beginning of the plane till the end. That's how much room you have. And they're all attached. I'm sorry, this is sorry? Okay, so I knew everyone here was going to give me a hard time. I knew this would happen. So I sent the shout to Chaim Kidievsky after I came off the airplane, and he said, Chazal Asru, this is what he told the person, Chazal Asru, Shulchan Echad, Ein Zeh Shulchan Echad. This is not Shulchan Echad. Chazal Asru Shulchan Echad. The person promised me, explained to Chaim Kinievsky exactly how a plane looks and a plane. You know, I asked him, does he know and this and that? He told me he drew it on a piece of paper, the whole work. So I don't, it's Ein Zeh Shulchan Echad. As Memela, I see the Oilam wasn't Makabalit and neither was Chaim Kinievsky. As I was, that's his mutter. But I had another child. This morning, Shver Matziv. Shver Matziv. I came back to the hotel. I needed a coffee. And what's a coffee on milch? For some people, that by me, it's not a coffee. Without the milk, it's not a coffee. Okay, so in the hotel, they have a kettle. So that, you can kasher it. It's very simple. Just, you know, even it's a shayla viv. You have to kasher it because it's stamma used only for water. Well, let's say one machmir, you kasher it. It's very simple. Just let it overflow and you kasher the kettle. Thus, toivel by goy. It's owned by goy. You don't have to toivel it bichlal. The actual coffee itself, 100% ground coffee, dafnishkin heksher, 100% sugar, dafnishkin heksher. As I said, so you have the coffee, you have the sugar. Okay, I'm not saying the chatchila, we tried to do in our house, it's fine. But I'll go put it in your touch of matzif. You can be meikel. But where's the milk? The milk over there, you can't touch their milk, right? So what are you going to do? So I didn't have milk, what can you do? Coffee without milk, what are you going to do? Right? So let me tell you an interesting story. We'll come back to that story, my poor coffee. Okay. I was sitting at a Shabbos table, like every one of you was last Friday night. My daughter brought it, she was sitting at the table too. She was sitting at a chair, and she's a 2-year-old, and she has a chair that pushes up to the table. You know, they pushes up to the table, like a high chair type of matzah. Okay, she sits there with the high chair, and they push her up to the table. It has its own little tray with her. Okay, she has her milk. Okay, you know, the baby, before they go to sleep, they have to have their milk. I said, look, I'm eating meat, she's eating milk. Okay, so I was makel because everybody is going to tell me, that's two tables. That's two tables. We just dealt with that. That's two tables. She's eating her milk, and he's eating his meat at his table. It's two separate dishes. Okay, the only thing is over here, right, in the middle, it wasn't going so well because she was fighting it. So he took off the tray from the high chair and pushed her to the table. You know, they have those little high chair, right? You take off this. I think everyone knows what I'm talking about. And then we put her at the table. Okay, And then she's holding a bottle, and I go, hey, wait a minute. I'm eating meat, and she's eating milk. This is my sin b'kol Shabbos. I'm eating meat, and she's eating milk. Right? So how are you going to be make on this? Right? Got to push her away from the table. Right? How are you going to make on this? So you say, well, no. She's not using the table. She's not using the table. It's like our friend before with that food in his hand. She's holding the milk in her little vinkel over here, and she's not using the table b'chlal. Okay? Is that so true? No. Sometimes when she's going to want to put it down for a second, she might put it on the table. Okay? And then you're eating meat, and she's eating milk on the same table. Okay? So it's schwer, no?
The table is
fleshy. The table
is fleshy, yeah. The kind was there, was...
For me, not for Zee. No, you're not allowed to eat meat and milk. You're not allowed to eat meat if there's milk on the table. You're not allowed to eat meat unless there's a hacker. Oh, so Amol, she does put it on the table, though. Amol, but there, Klal, she holds it. But Amol, she puts it on the table. What? Is that 3 days off? Oh, so I tell you like this. So I know what Doylem's going to say over here. I know. I told you, now I'm just having fun. The next one's even going to be more fun. But now I'm just having fun. I know what the Oilem's going to say. They're going to say, das ist bechlal nicht normal. What? You're going to take your daughter's milk? You're going to take your daughter's milk if it's normal? It does alleen is the greatest hacker in the ganze Welt. You know, it's that bottle is meyuchet for baby. Hey, it's baby bottle. And nobody in the world in his right mind is going to take the bottle. And Azah, what kind of a person would take milk from a baby? The Pasuk B'chalav teaches us the sensitivity that a Yid has to have in the Achzorius, and Midas Achzorius, we saw Shitas Rambam. So now, I'm going to go back to the other story. Remember the other story? Remember the other story? So this morning, she was sitting there with only milk. She was sitting there with only milk. Okay? So I told her, hey, look over there. And when she looked over there, I took a little bit of the milk, put it in the coffee, gave it back to her, and she's still looking, where? What? No, it's good. Right? Oh, you take that milk. If you needed it for your coffee, you take that milk. You say, well, I'm not having a coffee now, shkoyach. I'm also a firm yid, and I don't eat meat and milk together. So why do I have to be makbid on this ganz halacha? But Abba Chazal said, meat and milk on the same table. Meat and milk on the same table is a problem. Now, I must admit that in Mitzias, most of the shayla that I just said is not so negeya, because Bederek Klal, she holds the bottle in her hand. And she's not going to, or if she's sitting at a separate high chair, so she's putting it on her tray, which is a separate table. But if she's pressed up against the table, so then what gives us a right to say that if she has the milk in her bottle on the table, who says it? That's a hacker. Elabai, you'll tell me because no one in the world ever drank out of it. Well, Callis did this morning. Now, what are you going to tell me? I'm not going to know him. Huh? Us? Oh, so Shimer doesn't work. We all did, you have to have a hacker. No, we all have to have a hacker.
The question is whether a bottle is there.
Yeah, but say that. But you see this morning that I drank straight out of a bottle.
You're going to hack her once also, but it's not normal.
No, but then you see it's not a hacker. If the hacker, I bet you say, Nishkin hacker. No, but by side.
It's the hacker.
What?
Hacker, if you have a flower.
Agam, my wife doesn't know the story, so let's just keep it over here.
Nah, what's a hacker?
Yeah. But in every case in the world, you could ask that. In every case, you could say that. Anytime I show you that Amol, I did drink out of her bottle of milk, so then how could you call that a hacker? How could you say it's a hacker if there was a time when I used that and it was a hacker? Meaning that's the normal matzev on the table. V'haraya, if they would bring out coffee, which they're not, but if they bring out coffee and you didn't have milk, which you do, so then you would take that milk. You would take that milk if you were desperate. Okay. No, don't worry, the child's not even care. One of the fine Eden over here, right before the shir, offered me a coffee. Now I feel bad. I'll say some coolers because I feel like I was too difficult on the island tonight. No, so somebody offered me a coffee. I don't see him here anymore. I guess he just came. Eliyahu, no, he came to give me a coffee. See? There you are. He came to give me a coffee. You saw I hesitated when you gave me the coffee. You saw I hesitated. I wasn't sure. You had to have the coffee or not to have the coffee. What was the suffix? Suffix was like this. I had right before I came tonight some potato kugel. That's a potato kugel. Now, by the way, we know what was the history, right, of this potato kugel. This potato kugel was on a table. This potato kugel was on a Shabbos table. Somebody took the chalent, probably took the spoon from the chalent, went like this, but no one was looking, and went in that chalent, and it also was in an oven. For all I know, it was in an oven, and the chicken juice was spilling all over it. For all I know, it was cooked open. The chicken juice is raining all over the potato kugel. So to eat that potato kugel together and dip it in your coffee does nisht. I can't be makel on that. Because the zikr, a very, very big chance that that coffee has a long history of fleischigkeit.
Kegel.
What did I call it?
Coffee.
Potato coffee. Potato kugel. Baruch Hashem, I'm listening tonight. No, nobody should have potato coffee. Potato kegel. Yeah, the potato kegel. Everyone knows that there's ganz shayich inside there. There's a lot of flesh. There's a whole cow inside there, frankish, okay? So don't eat it together with your milk like a coffee, okay? But does that potato kugel make you fleshiks? Does it make you flesh? I'm going to tell you now, big aside. But it's not me. It's a shach and simen pay test your test. Shach pay test your test. You know what the shach says in pay test your test? Not bottle. The shach over there says hazeh. The shach said, no, more than that. I'm going to tell you a much bigger cooler tonight than that. But everybody knows here, if you take rice or potato and you cook it in a fleishik of ben yoimai pa, I'm not talking tonight if you can mix it together with the opposite gender, with the cheese. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if you have to wait 6 hours, 3 hours on. So everyone knows, if you take this potato kugel and you make it in a fleishik of pot, a ben yoimai, you do not have to wait 6 hours. That's bar. Okay, that everyone knows. Okay, but what's not so known, says the Halik Shach. He's talking about a case over there. I don't want to go into the whole Shach of the Shach. The Shach is talking about a case over there about a pot that was not washed out properly and that had meat schmutz and it wasn't washed out properly. And he says, after you didn't wash this pot out properly, you went and cooked inside potatoes. To us, this sounds like the potatoes in the chalent. The potato in the chalent, you must wait 6 hours for. There's no shayla. Okay? And Kumsa gained the shach, and he says, if you washed out the pot, but you didn't wash out the pot properly, so then those potatoes or whatever is cooked inside that pot, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Now, I've always said, this is not the shayla of something cooked in a fleishik pot. No. If you would mix this together with cheese, it's treif gomer. Okay, so this is a new chiddush from the shach. It's a new chiddush from the shach. So some achrayim say, you know what the shach is saying? He's saying because the amount of meat is batel b'shishim. So the other achrayim, Rav Moshe, said, can't be that's pshat in the shach. Because shkoyach and kain, of course you don't have to wait 6 hours. Then you can even mix it with milk. What are you talking? If this has a little tiny amount of meat and it's batel and the potato has no tam b'chlal and it's batel b'shishim, so then avadi can even mix it with milk l'chadchil at this point now. So the many achrayim, I'm not saying that there are achrayim that learn not like me, but the many, many achrayim learn, yeah, who the others, they learn, what's the lumdus you have to wait 6 hours? You know what the lumdus, I'm telling you an explanation now. The lumdus you have to wait 6 hours is that when I eat this meat, and I had the meat in my throat, kivyachal, I have the taste in my mouth, this is the lumdus, and now I put into my mouth cheese, in my cup, I'm eating together meat and milk. In my cup, because I had meat and I'm still tasting it in my throat, I'm still tasting it in my teeth, what? And when I put the cheese, it's azoivi, I feel like I'm eating basar b'chalav, and I'll come to go and cook basar b'chalav together. That's the gzeira. But let's say I have something that when I eat it, it has no remez, shemetz, anything of eating meat. Why? Because he wasn't coming to get the meat taste b'chalav. L'mashal, our case. I take the potatoes, I'm cooking potatoes now. Poop, there's a little bit of schmutz of meat on the bottom, even if it's not batel b'shishim. But I'm zichah not coming to get the meat taste. Chumash to get the meat taste. So I say, such a case, when you ask this person, what did you eat now? He's going to tell you, I ate potatoes that were in meat, he's going to tell you, I'm eating potatoes. So when he's going to eat the cheese afterward, if he's going to eat the cheese after, he's going to feel like he's eating basa b'chalav, I'm going to tell you, gavaldik echidish. That means, if you have a potato kugel that was cooked inside an oven and there was the mamish, a rain of the juice and the gravy coming from the chicken, and it was open and it's going on the potato kugel. The gravy's going, not the gravy, the juice, but the zeya is going on the potato kugel. If you eat that potato kugel, do you feel like you're eating fleishiks? Do you feel it? Avadana. Does it taste like the potato kugel that was inside the chalent? Avadana. Right? That potato kugel, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Don't dip it in your coffee. Don't dip it in your coffee. You know what else? You get the shayla all the time. You know the rice on the table? The rice on the table, and it's on the table at the meat at the same time. Rice and meat. And you don't know, did he yet mix and he didn't mix? Or you even saw him mix, but you don't see any gravy there. If you see one dot of gravy, and you eat that one dot of the actual gravy, then you have to wait 6 hours. One dot, then you ate meat. That's meat juice. Then you have to wait 6 hours. But if you see rice on the table, And you don't see anything. You don't see anything. You don't see any juice, any gravy. But you know, he went in and he went out and does. But you don't see anything over there. So then that rice, you don't have to wait 6 hours. You don't have to wait 6 hours. I'm going to tell you a chiddush, gadol ma'oid. I don't know if this is muskim by all the paiskim. I don't know. But I once asked Rav Vosner, Zeicher Tzadik Levracha, I don't know if what I'm saying now is muskim by all the paiskim, how far we can take this shaf. And I gave an example. If you have a kishka that you put at the top of a cholent, not because this was the case I asked, you put it at the top of the cholent, not because you wanted it. It was a shah. The bachim actually, the ma'isa did. They didn't have, you know, the bachim, they don't have hot plates and dust and ants or whatever. And there's one bachim who doesn't want the taste of the cholent in the kishka. Doesn't want the taste of the cholent in the kishka. He didn't dunk it in. He didn't do that. But he needed it to be hot on Shabbos. So he wrapped up this kishka, wrapped it up, and they put it at the top of the cholent. I don't mean on top of the pot. I mean he put it inside the cholent. And he was careful that when he opened it, the gravy didn't come in. Because if the gravy comes in, this is an ander shmuz. The gravy comes in. That kishka, Rav Vosner said, you don't have to wait 6 hours after that kishka. As a chiddush gadol. I don't know if everybody holds to that. Everyone got the case. The kishka is not in, and the gravy didn't go on, and the kishka is not, and you're not trying to get the meat taste. It's a big chiddush. But if that's true, if that's true, then my potato kugel that I had tonight, I don't know what happened to potato kugel. I know maybe it was cooked in this oven, I know gravy, I know maybe someone, I take this potato kugel, I could eat it, I don't have to wait 6 hours in that potato kugel. That's the chayav. I'm going to say one more story. This story, Abaisai, I call this the schnitzel maisa. Oh, this maisa, Abaisai, this maisa is, it's pure hana. It's pure hana. This is a mutter hana. Listen to the maisa. But we got to have that hana. If you don't have enough from this, Rabbi Yisai, then you have to go to the psychologist tomorrow. First thing in the morning, Rabbi Yisai, before work, before davening. If you don't have enough from this, this comes before davening. You have to have enough. Okay, listen to this, Maisa. There was a lady who went to her neighbor on Erev Shabbos. She went to borrow a frying pan. She was making Sheva Brachas that night. She was making Sheva Brachas. So she went to borrow from her neighbor a frying pan. Sheva Brachas, 75 people, you know. 50 people, whatever. She went to her neighbor. Neighbor gave her a frying pan. Just forgot to mention that I'm using it for schnitzel. She forgot to mention that. She comes back on Erev Shabbos. She gives it back, the, you know, right before Shabbos. You know, you saved me tonight. I'm making Sheva Brachas to 75 people. This frying pan saved me. She said, you're having milchiks on Friday night? Who has milchiks on a Friday night? What are you making, a French toast? So she says, no. What are you talking? This was, it's a schnitzel. Oi, gewalt. Right? That frying pan was milchiks. So the first thing that the first Shiloh, when this Shiloh came up, is you pray and daven to Hashem. It's Eina Ben Yoimai, right? It hasn't been used for hot milchiks in 24 hours. But no dice. This frying pan was used to make an egg with butter that morning. Mamish, you know, with cheese, anything you want. There was more cheese in that egg than there was in all of Yerushalayim 100 years ago, okay? Okay? So this is a Ben Yoimai frying pan that 25 schnitzels were made. So you think, okay, Shimistama, they're all Masudah. Those 25 are now treif. Okay? No dice. They're all mixed together. We don't know which pile's which. 75 schnitzels and 25 of them are not kosher. So what do you do? It's just checkmate, right? 25. 25 schnitzels. 25 schnitzels that were... She had two other frying pans. She had two other frying pans. And she had two other frying pans. She made 50 schnitzels kosher, 25 treif, you know, loichle kosher and 25 loichle treif, you know. And now they're all mixed together. You know, what do you do now? So this, I'm going to teach you, Mamash, such, you're going to have a lot. I'm going to tell you in 3 minutes. 3 minutes, I'm going to tell you, Kimat Gansi every day in 3 minutes, and it's all Mamash, Hanosh, Banosh, Banosh. Your first thing you're supposed to say, Batul Beroyv. Right? Simin Kuf. It's Batul Beroyv. 25 into 75, according to all Shintas, if you don't know math, it's Batul Beroyv, right? So then you say, nah, don't you know Simin Kuf Aleph? This is not Batul Beroyv, this is a Chaticha Haroi Lehiskabeit. This is a chaticha that you're giving out of the Sheva Brachas tonight. What are you talking? In Yerushalayim, that's a commodity, schnitzel. You know, in Yerushalayim, they say schnitzel, mitvach. You know, what's a schnitzel? Schnitzel is a commodity. So, it's no longer bottle, because something with the chashivas that you serve it isn't bottle. So you say, okay, so they had an eitzel. What they'll do is like this. What they'll do is they'll take the schnitzel And they'll cut them. This is Yerushalayim. You can get away with anything there. Yeah. So you're going to cut these schnitzels into 150 pieces. So now, they're no longer chshibes, chagandim. You can serve it at Yerushalayim, Shavu Baruches. But nobody's going to say that it's a chaticha roi lehiskabeit. It's a chaticha of a chshibes. What's a chaticha chshibes? It's a half a schnitzel. It's not something roi lehiskabeit. As I've been saying, good, we're going to cut them into 150 pieces. What's the problem? Oh, kumzigayim Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Simin Kuf Aleph, based on a Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Aleph over there, and he says, Ein mevatlim iser lechatchila. If you're making it, then now you're going to be able to eat it. Say, Ein mevatlim iser lechatchila. Oh, but over here, over here, are we talking about basa b'chal of deraisa? Are we talking about basa b'chal of derabana? We're talking about oif. We're talking about chicken. Chicken is basa b'chal of derabana. What's the din of mevatlin iser lechatchila on an iser derabana? Are you allowed to? Are you allowed to be mevatel iser lechatchila on an iser derabana? So the Gemara sounds like yes. The Gemara in Bay, you have to learn the Gemara says yes, and the Shulchan Aruch says just that. Rabbeinu Agadol, Rabbi Yisrael Kairon, Zimtan Tesiba says that an iser derabanan, yes, mevatlin iser lechatchila. So we're in business. We'll take this chicken schnitzel, which is baser oif, together with cheese, which is only a drabanan, and now we'll cut it up into 150 pieces, and we'll be mevatel the iser lechatchila. That's very nice for a Sephardi. Yeah, very nice for a Sephardi. So it's an Ashkenazi Shefer Brachas, and we're just going to say, no, all the Ashkenazim are no longer invited, eh? And we're going to invite now 75 Sephardim, doesn't go. Ashkenazim, the Ramah says, no way, you can't be mevatel an iser lechatchila, not drabanan, not derabaisa, not minig, no games. Okay, so that's it. Elamai, maybe you'll get your local Orthodox party. You want to just come here a second and cut 75 schnitzels for me? you want to do it? So the place can say that doesn't work. That's called he's doing it for us. So it doesn't work. There's a Rebbe Kiva Eger. Rebbe Kiva Eger, and it's also my Hashem. I found that with the Bastoy, the Bajana. There's a Davar Naira. He says, Behefsid Maruba, even an Ashkenazi could falazir, could be sumich on this Shulchan Aruch. Even though normally not, but we have some ruba, you could be saimeh. So we're in business again, right? We'll take the meat, we'll take the chicken that's cooked in the milk, the isid rabbanon, we'll cut it up into 175 slices, 150 pieces. It's now mevatlin derabbanon lechatchila. We're allowed to do it, even in Ashkenazi, because we have some ruba. No, do you have to tell all the guests at the Shavu Brachas? Nobody's going to eat. You know, who's gonna want to eat such a thing? So I once heard from Avil Yashiv, you don't have to be megala. When you have a heter of hefsid meruba, okay, it might be different in Hechsher, but I ain't getting that. But if you have a heter of hefsid meruba, so then part of that the Vada is the hefsid meruba. That means that this is the Iker Din, and therefore we're in business. Everything is gevaldig, right? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to cut up these 75 schnitzels. And now there'll be an Isser Durabana that we're mevatel lechatchila, and it's going to be gevaldig, right? This was a story that I heard 3 years ago. I have one kash on the story. Mitzad Hilchus Basel B'chalav is Git. Gevaldik, right? Mamashi, Bein Ashkenazi, we'll cut it off. Nevatlin Yisr, everything's good. I have one kasha. The Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Chav Gimel and Sivkotin Lamed Zayin. It's not such a learned simen. That's why people don't know it so well. It's not one of the major simonim, but it's a major simen. The Mishnah Berurah over there in the 37th Sif, you know what he says? He says, you're not allowed on Shabbos to go and be Mevatol and Isr and make it Mutter. You're not allowed to go. Now he says, what's the case, Bichlal? Because you're never allowed to be Mevatel and Isser. Ain't Mevatel and Isser Chatchila. And the Mishnah Berurah comes out with cases. But you're never allowed, because he says words, Ain't Lecha Tikkun Gadol Mizois. This is the greatest tikkun in the world. You made something non-kosher to be kosher. So I had the kasha. What was Pshat? This is a mice. This is a famous story that went around Yerushalayim HaKadosh, and there was a certain Rav that was Mekel. Right? It's a Rav that everybody here heard his name. And the Chayyim, it's a Chayyim, it's Mamish Mefurish, and I get the Mishnah Berurah. Ein lecha tikkun gadol mizaisi. He took something which was non-kosher and made it kosher. Chayyim, sorry? No, mice happened. Mice was on Friday night. Us? No. Us? So I afterward went to approach this Rav. I went to approach the Rav, and the Rav said that this is a famous story with that flaw. That lacha mice. He was saved a little bit. He said afterward that the Maisa, he thinks it was still Ben Ashmashis. He says himself, he didn't make the Cheshbin. But he said he thinks it was Ben Ashmashis. And if it was Ben Ashmashis, so then there's Ein Shvus Ben Ashmashis. If rather the story would happen on Shabbos, what you could have done is you could have got a goy, and then we would say that it's a shvus, the shvus, the makim tzarev gadol, and then in this case it's a goy, a goy tzarev gadol. But I think everyone agrees if you don't have enough from that, Rabbi Yisai, then a vat the first thing in the morning to a psychologist before Shabbos. Rabbi Yisai. Okay.
I've got eight.